And so he says there's, you know, there's no reason to think that because God, though, necessarily participates in the historical plot that he has authored, somehow he is automatically, you know, implicated in the evil just because he participates. That would be the case only if he had evil intentions for the evil he writes into the plot, or if he himself, you know, acted evilly in the course of his action and unfolding the plot. Yeah, right?
It's almost a meta story. So yeah, Shakespeare stood back and was like, haha, I'm going to do the worst thing ever.
Right. You know? Yeah. Yeah. And then he goes in the story and does it.
And does it. Right.
God never decrees evil for evil's sake, nor can he do any evil. So it's interesting here now, and we see the first inkling of this issue with regard to what makes something evil. And he says that it would be the case only if God had evil intentions for the evil he writes into the plot. And so he's going to, this intention is going to do a lot of work for him in this chapter.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
And so moving on, as God is the deficient cause of evil, he says that the point has been made that God's relationship to good and evil is asymmetrical and not symmetrical at all. He stands behind good in a more direct way, and behind evil in an indirect way, and in some senses of a passive way. He allows it to happen.
Right.
God can never be the efficient cause of evil. Augustine states, quote, the truth is that one should not try to find an efficient cause for a wrong choice. It is not a matter of efficiency, but of a deficiency. The evil will itself is not efficient, but deficient. To try to discover the causes of such defections, deficient, not efficient causes, is like trying to see darkness or hear silence. So kind of like the idea of the sun is what he gives.
Right. In fact, that's the illustration that Jonathan Edwards is going to use, right? The idea here is, you know, the sun doesn't cause directly the dark.
Right. Right. It's right. So dark in here. Yeah. I wish the sun wouldn't do that. Yeah. We don't say
right,
that.
Right. But it does is a responsible for the dark in some way. Right. Mm-hmm. He says Jonathan Edwards, you know, makes this similar point with a powerful analogy where he compares the nature and action of God, you know, to that of the sun. The sun is not the efficient cause of cold and darkness, but the deficient cause, right? It's a result of the sun not being there. Mm-hmm. So it's deficient. It's not efficient, right? And he says so it is with God and evil. So he says there's a vast difference between the sun's being the cause of the lightsomeness, this is Edwards speaking, right, and warmth of the atmosphere, and it's being the occasion of darkness and frost in the night. So it's the occasion of darkness, but it's not, you know, the cause directly of the darkness, right? The motion of the sun, Edwards tells us, is the occasion of the latter kind of events, darkness, but it's not the proper cause, efficient, or producer of them. Though they are necessarily the consequence of the motion of the sun, you know, under the circumstances, no more is any action of the divine being, that is God, the cause of evil in men's wills, right? So he's making this analogy here between God and the sun and the efficient and deficient cause.
Well, you know, if it just wasn't for the sun, we wouldn't even know what light or warmth is, and so we should just be in darkness and coldness. That's what should happen.